until next year there won't be any Olympic sports. So I guess I'll watch my kids play games in the yard while I'm on the porch.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A vote's expected in the Senate today on the coronavirus economic stimulus bill agreed to overnight by the White House and leaders in Congress. Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Singles making $75,000 or less and couples making $150,000 will get $1,200. $500 for each child. The package also includes $500 billion in relief and small loans for stressed businesses. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says that money comes with strings attached.
Strict oversight, transparency, and accountability of all loans made to corporate America.
The measure extends unemployment insurance. There's also funding for hospitals and state and local governments.
That's Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin calls it a terrific bill with a lot of compromise. He's thanking everyone for their work on it. Prince Charles in England has the new coronavirus. Statement says that his symptoms are mild and he's working from home. America's listening to Fox News.
Yeah, I stocked up. Bought a pallet of TP. In quarantine, I'm gonna be in the bathroom. I've got White Cloud. Cottonelle super fluffy, in case I need it, I bought quilted Charmin too. No coronas, gonna get inside of me because of all the toilet paper that I use. Spreading virus means I can't shop for a week. I'm gonna be prepared for 7,000 poops. And I just bought 500 rolls and I will buy 500 more. Yes, it's me, the man who 500 rolls out at the grocery store. Corona, 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 Corona. No, it won't get me with a TP that is in my house. Corona, 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 Corona. Not every roll in the store, so I won't run out.
The Gillette Cavalcade of Sports is on the air.
That's right, sports fans. At 8:04, we have breaking news here, Rich Thomas.
Okay, I'm listening.
Just into the sports department here at News Talk 93.1 FM as the Carolina Panthers have released Cam Newton.
I heard they were going to do it yesterday, but it's interesting. So they have released him.
He passed his physical. He says he's hungrier than ever, but he's in a bad spot. Due to the shabby treatment of the team. I still think football will be one sport that will go unscathed.
Hope you're right.
Spring workouts and stuff might be tough, but starting the season on time, I know they could do it. You know what else they could do if they push it back? They don't need to play all those stupid exhibition games in the NFL. Two of those is enough. They can start the season if that's what they choose to do. I'm an expert on this topic, my friends, because I read the intranet all the time.
Intranet.
805.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
There's a weak front moving through the state today, and the final showers are fizzling in Lee County that were associated with that front and made it such a busy, severe weather night in North Alabama last night. However, the front is a non-player today, so look for a sun and cloud mix. Another warm day today. I think we'll be up around 83 or 84, so maybe just shy of yesterday's 86. A little cooler tonight. Overnight low 56. Tomorrow, in record territory, lots of sun. 87 is the record. Kiss that baby goodbye. Friday, I think we're near 90, which would be historic in the month of March. To be that early. Yeah, the record is 89, I think. And by the way, that Friday record goes back to 1910. And we may break it through gum company. Saturday's high in the upper 80s. The record is 87. Chance of showers by Saturday evening, Saturday night, maybe a thunderstorm. Back to the 70s on Sunday. Right now, this morning, we still have 70 degrees. Cloudy skies, southwest winds at 5 miles per hour. The time, 8:07.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
We have a message from our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire. They want you to know that they are still open. They are still serving the River Region. All of their techs take the highest possible care when they come to your home. And all their employees are healthy. They're not running a temperature, all right? Plumbing by Lukewire understands that, look, at plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. Even during a crisis, you need a plumber, and they're going to take care of you promptly. They're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They never charge overtime. So they're ready to help you even in this emergency situation. They do ask, though, if you or anybody in your family have experienced any illness on the phone, in-home, please let the dispatcher know ahead of time so that when they send out the technicians, they can take the necessary health precautions to protect themselves. Now, all the technicians will be using gloves, hand sanitizers as precaution to keep everybody safe. At Plumbing by Lukewire, they are ready to serve you during all times, including during this time of crisis. And they ask that you join us in praying for the resolution to this virus. Call 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
What you're discussing there with them and other businesses is the term I'm calling COVID compliance.
Right.
In other words, the protocols that are out there so they can stay open. I mentioned Georgia Floors Direct, resanitizing continuously. Kaiser is open, and everything is clean and pristine, and these are big buildings where you have plenty of room for social distancing.
Sure.
So, again, it's a chance to help keep the doors open on places. That's why we'll never have it. I don't think it's going to be over at Easter. I don't think it's what the president meant, but we have got to start moving forward.
Just make a few adjustments. Even the cleaners, they're saying that the cleaners are still open. But put your clothes in the back seat. They will open the back door to your car, get out the clothing, and that way you stay compliant with the virus.
Businesses are doing everything they can to stay open and keep people employed. Otherwise, unless we start figuring out a timeline, those black and white films you remember from the Great Depression, 30% unemployment, 30%. That's what we're going to have if we don't move forward at the best and safest speed possible.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
This is good news. You may remember on Animal Stories last week, we talked about a two-legged Ohio dog that was competing to become the official dog for the Cadbury Easter Bunny. And guess what? That dog won.
Is that right?
The two-legged dog is the winner. Known as Lieutenant Dan, he's named after the famous Forrest Gump character portrayed by Gary Sinise. And he will be the spokesperson for Cadbury Eggs, the official bunny. And I will post that story on Facebook as soon as this darn... well, gee, Jader, I mean, they're trying to make me nuts. I'll put this on Facebook in just a moment here. Another place, we're looking for things you can do without laying out money that you can set up now and do later, like getting a LASIK procedure. Okay. Montgomery Eye, again, you can't get a practice that's any more sanitary than those folks over there. And you can find out if you're eligible for LASIK by going to see the refractive surgery counselor. It just takes a few minutes. If you've always wanted to be analyzed as a potential LASIK candidate, it doesn't cost you a penny now to do. Call them at 271-3804 and go over. It only takes a few minutes, totally painless. It's pretty impressive, actually, the sophisticated equipment they use to make that determination. And then when you're ready, you can have the procedure. But you got to take that, whether there's a situation like the one we're in or not, you got to take that first step. And again, it doesn't cost you a penny today to find out what you can do tomorrow. 271-3804, 271-3804, Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK, online at onlinemep.com. And their number again, 271-3804. Get your local news. And we got a conundrum, right?
We do. We agreed on one. We sure did.
All right. It's something that 6% of people said they would sell a kidney if they never had to do this again. Sell a kidney if they never had to do this again. And you know what? I've got two, and one's for sale right now, thanks to the federal government. You go through stuff like this where everything is, you know, pausing, limited, blah, 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 blah. And then I turned in my taxes yesterday, and oh, well, life goes on.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. And Montgomery fire authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He's in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
I take it we have a couple of conundrum contestants already.
Seems to be.
Here's a man who I think walks his cat. Sam.
Yes. Hey, Greg. It's good to talk to you this morning.
Likewise.
Yeah.
Okay, 6% of people would sell a kidney if they never had to do this again. What are we talking about?
Never have to fool with taxes.
Let's try that one on for size. Never have to fool with taxes is...
That was a big hit you gave, bro.
Oh!
Yeah, I did.
That was a big hit.
Well, I don't know how many people heard me tell that story yesterday. I mean, but
Greg, you said it just right before you took phone calls. Yeah, the word taxes, it was right on my mind. I was trying to think of something silly, but God bless.
I'm canceling this conundrum. We'll start another one.
Yeah, you said something about the federal. Yeah, like right after you did the question.
Right, but you're an
you
example.
Said something about the federal
hey,
government.
It's me who's supposed to wreck all the, give away all the answers, right?
All right, Jay's turn is next. Hang on, Sam. Thanks for calling. James, we got a winner, but we thank you for trying.
All right, guys. I was going to say get married.
If they ever had to do it. That's great. I guess you've had some bad experiences in that regard.
This is true. Y'all have a good day, guys.
Thanks. Too. We had a call one day. I forget who the guy's name. Jay might remember.
Yeah?
Because when Susan was here, well... Both of us had a number of, marriages that didn't work out.
Right.
And we had a guy call up who I think had been divorced 8 or 9 times.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not sure if there were behind-the-scene issues in those situations.
So this is number 5 for you? Five?
Four, yeah. Let's see. It is 8:15. Again, Kaiser Fine Furnishings. Open. COVID compliant, sanitizing, 60,000 square feet. Do you think social distancing is an issue in a place that big? And you can open a Synchrony account and pay 0%. So, again, if you want to help and get some, you talk about choices. I can't think of a style of furniture don't carry. Plus, you only pay 8.25% sales tax there as opposed to 10 elsewhere. So, shop wiser, buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. And please tell Stella and that wonderful group you heard about them here.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done. License number 15033.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Pepperdine Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity to serve the community.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Everyone knows about Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency. But in today's new reality, maybe it's time for something new.
Here you go, sir. That'll be $7.89.
All right. How many sheets is that?
15.
Introducing Buttcoin. With Buttcoin, when you buy something, you can pay with a few sheets of toilet paper. Easy and convenient. Buttcoin is handy for restaurant to-go orders, gas, or whatever you're gutsy enough to leave the house for. So, tear some TP off the roll and get ready to pay with Buttcoin. You'll be paying fair and square.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
You know, it seems like ever since I announced that we were low on animal stories today.
Yeah, you've been getting nothing but
finding animal stories.
Yeah.
The following, and this is for your consumption, those of you who are listening. It's a clip of a family watching a sea lion frolicking around an aquarium. And they notice that the sea lion's yell sounds just like Tom Hanks. So it's been matched with clips of Tom Hanks yelling in different movies, and maybe you'll hear the similarities.
Look at these. He's like slapping the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, they do sound alike.
Play that again. There's a family that recorded a sea lion, and they noticed that the sea lion's yell sounds just like Tom Hanks.
Look at these. He's like slapping the wall.
And then that's Tom Hanks. Yep.
Well, I certainly hope that you found that to be as
fascinating
as I did. We are, Supercut has profanities in it. Well, I'm not going to put that on Facebook.
Supercut of what?
I never use those words.
C-S. What's in a supercut of?
C-S.
The SeaWorld, the SeaWorld clip. Does that include the Tom Hanks?
It might.
Look at these. He's like slapping the wall.
He sure does.
It sounds a lot like.
So what I'll do is I'll post the sea lion on Facebook and let the listeners decide. But, you know, I must be a source of comfort in this time of trouble because I haven't lost any Facebook friends and I've gained a whole bunch of new followers.
Good deal.
For which I'm very grateful.
And the other thing is social media is going to help us get through this sort of, even though I've been... Lately, the last several months, I've been trying to hold my nose. Social media has been, at times, a project, but at least we're going to be able to stay in touch with people, right?
Yeah. I mean,
as long as the internet stays up.
Again, can you imagine what life would be like right now without that?
No.
Without the internet.
It's going to be tough enough with the internet. Let's just say that. Some good news on Corona. It is not mutating. That means a single vaccine is possible. I'm going to save this story for Morning Maroon because he was a nominee before. And now that we know that some of those spring breakers managed to catch Corona.
Yes, they did.
Some of there are... by the way, a major grocery store CEO says the major rush may be finally over and things have settled down. And the issue, you know, we talked to our friends at Food Atlas through this whole thing. And there was so much... not necessity buying, but hoarding. hoarding, unnecessary hoarding, that it has really messed with the supply chains and the truckers and the warehouse people and everybody. They're trying to catch up. I mean, it's not like our food supply went away or our dairy sources or anything else, but for the first time in his experience, they have had uncertainty on the timing of arrivals, you know, with certain types of staples.
I can imagine that, yeah.
Pornhub has donated 50,000 surgical masks to New York City emergency workers.
Pornhub has?
Yes.
Why do they have those masks? Well, I don't even want to know.
Well, you know, in Italy, by the way, here's some encouraging news. The curve on corona in Italy is finally starting to flatten. They have a far worse setup to deal with something like this. A, government-run healthcare. B, an aging population that's proportionally higher than ours. And, again, one reason why New York, everybody's stacked on everybody else. It's almost impossible to maintain a 6-foot social distance when your nearest neighbor is 6 inches away. That sounded pretty intelligent, didn't it?
It did, really.
More than it deserved. All right, we are at 8:22 on News Talk 93.1 FM. One guy that can take you away from all this, out into the beauty of Alabama and away from the chaos and everything else, is our friend Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious. You know, Eddie Bader was telling me a lot of people were out on the lake last weekend. People are getting out to the water, and they've got jet skis for now at Adams Motorsports. By that, I mean they have a limited number every year, and when they're gone, they're gone. So sooner than later is always better. Super low interest rates on every product line from Polaris to Kawasaki to Suzuki. Scooters. By the way, Terry, here's something else you can do that would be productive. The way to learn a motorcycle safely is to go through the Motorcycle Foundation Safety Training Program right here in Montgomery. I think they still do it out by Coliseum Boulevard. Terry can help connect you to that. And wouldn't it be nice on a nice spring day, especially if somebody else you know and love has a bike, go out and, man, this is a great state for outdoor motorsports. And we've got it all from water to open roads to off-road locations you can go as well. Stop by and see Terry and his team. They are open Tuesday through Saturday at 528 Northeastern Boulevard. That is the bypass at Hackle. And you can browse and get a credit app started. Check out pre-owned inventory at AdamsMotorsports.com. It's 824.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Seeing a little inbound traffic on the 31 still this morning. And our boulevard, little congestion. Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Norman Bridge and 331. Spotty congestion at the major intersections. That's about it. I-65 and 85 looking good. No accidents anywhere to tell you about right now, so buckle up and be safe out there. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
It's the spring planting sale March 23rd through the 28th at Southern Homes and Gardens. We've postponed spring open house, but you don't have to wait to get great deals. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, Papa Joe's veggies and herbs, and more. Get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, houseplants, and hanging baskets. 50% off selected outdoor pottery, and up to 40% off outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. The spring planting sale Monday through Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 6 at Southern Homes and Gardens Vaughan Road.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No football, no baseball, gonster crazy, you know. No vodka or pasta, out of marijuana. Paper towels for my bowels, cause they were all sold out.
No toilet paper.
Yeah, I've been quarantined. I'm losing my mind, don't you know. I've got Netflix and all the shows, but already binged them all. And no, I just can't stand the smell of Purell on my hands. And all the vices I love, my stupid governor has banned. This really sucks, don't you know?
No b-ball, shopping mall, kids driving me loco. Bad mood, yeah, the drama from my baby mama. How long, yo, will this go? Let me back to
tell you. It's either me or my family must go. I'll social distance you from Cabo, cause this is hell, don't you know?
I'm thinking seriously about having a wiffle ball home run derby tournament.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what?
You CNN. Right out here in the parking lot.
I mean, ESPN may have a truck available to cover it if you do.
I am hoping like you. Let's put it this way.
Baseball.
The sports at first were appalled at the suggestion that they play. So far, not a single Major League Baseball player has tested positive for this.
That's a good thing.
And if they can keep that in place, mm-hmm. play in front of empty stadiums, because the TV ratings will more than make up for the lost gate revenue.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
A long way towards doing that.
Yeah.
Again, I don't think football is going to be there. An interesting thing in North Carolina, the Navy was called in to get rid of an unusual beach visitor, which brought to mind something else. Remember, this is back in, during the H1N1 flu.
2009.
Yeah, and everybody was told, you know, stay away from the beaches and blah, blah, blah. And then there was a picture of Chris Christie. Or Krispy Kreme Christie.
Oh, yeah.
Sitting at
a closed
beach. You talk about bad optics. That was a guy we thought maybe had some potential. What's he doing these days? He's not even Bubba Meising.
He's occasionally on Fox on one of those Sunday shows.
Anyway, they called him the Navy because they found a 1,000-pound ball of concrete, which was believed to be a submarine training target. The Kill Devil Hills Police Department said in a Facebook post, the large barnacle-covered object that washed up on the beach. Wasn't that in Randy Beck's yesterday, that extra R?
Yeah, the extra R, that washed.
Yeah, the intrusive R's is what they are called.
Washed up on the beach.
Washed. Yeah.
Was not an explosive device, did not pose any danger to the public. Police urged residents to remember to practice social distancing if they decided to look at it. The town of Kill Devil Hills, and what else is that known for?
That would be the Wright brothers. No?
Okay.
Yes?
Young Richie?
Winning.
Yeah. You get a gold star and a purple jelly bean. The town said the Navy believes the 1,000-pound concrete ball was once a training target, perhaps as long ago as World War II.
There's the opening of the stock market.
It's up a little bit.
Up a little bit.
You know. I'll take green. Futures came way down. They never went into the red, but they just came way down from being like
2,000 up.
I mean, up there, and then just boom.
Right, but look at it, it's climbing.
It is. I'm not saying, we're not giving you doom and gloom. I'm just saying that the futures were way up there, and then right before the bell rings, it's like, let's get to the line.
It's a green arrow.
They're talking to Brad McDonald about this, and part of the problem is that we're in this era of day traders, and these are people who watch a CD, but they really don't have the education and experience and the understanding of money that somebody like Brad McDonald has. So they, in a way, it's kind of like gambling.
News Talk, who's this?
That's Jay's sexy phone voice.
News Talk, who's this?
So they're like lemmings, and if one freaks out, they all freak out together, and everybody goes for a big nosedive. And right now it's sitting about the Dow's at 230. That's the number everybody knows. But it's like this magazine columnist said, beginning of the month, we had the best jobs report we have had in years.
Right.
The markets are pushing record highs. Dow is pushing 30. And it's the month has a week left. It's April 1st is a week from today.
What has transpired in just one month's time?
Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Kind of something to keep in mind. Let's talk to Terry. Good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I just wanted to call and thank you. Thank your show. Thank all the shows on 93.1 from 6 to 6 and thereafter. When I can listen to them, I try to. And Saturday and Sunday was absolutely wonderful listening to y'all.
It was wonderful to be here. It really was.
And I want to thank you and your sponsors and the sponsors of the other shows. I heard you yesterday talking about El Jalisco, and I live and I ride by there a lot. So I thought, you know what? After I gave blood yesterday, I said, I'm going to go get me something nice and hot. Oh, my word. That was the best. I walked in. I told her that I had heard you mention it, and I thought, well, I'll just get me. She goes, oh, you're the fourth one that come in today after her hearing Greg. So, and the thankfulness that came from them back to us, back to you, to come in and help support these local markets. Thank you, Greg.
We're also thankful for you for giving blood because there's a critical need right now. There is a critical need for blood, and only because so many blood drives were called off.
It was pleasant. It was clean. When I walked in, they were wiping down the chairs. Everything was wherever I sat. They had handy wipes. They were wiping it down.
There's distance between you and other
definitely,
patients.
Definitely. Yes. I went to Life South. That's where I always go, and they know me in there, and they know that I'm sometimes a slow bleeder, so they have patience with me. So,
I got you.
But yeah, y'all, please give blood and then go visit a local and get some good, hot, fresh food.
And we're going to talk about that right now. Thank you so much for a great message, Terry. We appreciate that. Seafood Bistro, we had a couple of callers yesterday afternoon who said they were heading over there for takeout.
You know what? This is going to be my day for a po' boy at Seafood Bistro. I'm excited. I'm excited. It's going to be my day for a po' boy.
That is a monster sandwich.
Yes, it is.
It is. What po' boy are you going for?
It's going to be a shrimp po' boy.
You're going to do the shrimp po' boy?
But I'm going to do the dragon.
Dragon style?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's fine?
Yep. Yep.
That's perfectly fine. If you want to venture out from that, you can get the mahi-mahi, the gator, the Cajun crawfish po' boys as well. They got salmon, soft shell crab. Start to sound like Sean Connery from Soft Shell Crab.
That's right, Trebek. Your mother.
Some whitefish. Also tilapia in there as well. They are doing curbside pickup. They are still open, and they open up at 11 o'clock today and every day. And they are there to serve you. They've got these places right there in the parking lot. Mm-hmm. 6 spots for you. Pull into one of those after you make your order. Tell them what spot you're in, and they'll bring out your order right to your car, so you don't even have to go in. You can, by the way, still go in and pick it up. You just can't eat there. You can still walk into the place.
Yeah, I got you.
Pick up your food and walk out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they are located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, not far from the station here. Call them at 279-7500. You can put that order in online at their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Is the website, theseafoodbistro.com. Don't forget to, you can also order for delivery using one of the delivery apps, DoorDash, Waiter, Grubhub, Uber Eats. They're on all of them, and they will bring it right to your door, whether it be at home or at the office. It's the Seafood Bistro. Their dine-in special is applied to this carry-out deal going on. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Do visit our good friend Paul.
Don't!
Because they work hard there and they have such awesome food. I use the term travels well. And by that I mean, let's say you live 15 minutes away. You pick up at Seafood Bistro or 20 minutes away. When you get home, you more than likely won't even need to hit the microwave. They pack it really, really well.
Just an update on my order. I'm doing some second guessing now. I might get a boil bag.
if you go to their Facebook page, they had video, I think, of them putting the crab, getting the crab and putting the boil bags together.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Got a long list of Morning Maroon nominees here. Yeah. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. In the meantime,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
I'm looking at this picture from the GOES 16 weather satellite, and it's starting to be more and more openings in the clouds. It was pretty solid early on, but I think we're going to see a sun and cloud mix today. I think we are going to be in the 80s again. We were at 86 yesterday, so this will be, the third day in a row of the temperatures in the 80s, and it's only going to get warmer from here on out. Today's high 83, 84, a little cooler tonight, low 56. Tomorrow, record high territory. The record is 87. I think we easily break that. Friday, the record is 89. I think we tie it or break it, maybe the first 90 of the year. Saturday, the record is 87. I think you can kiss that baby goodbye, too. And we're dry all through those days. But then I think by Saturday night, there could be some showers, perhaps some thunderstorms, as a frontal system moves through the state. The front that will take us out of the 80s and into the 70s for high on Sunday. Right now, this morning, mostly cloudy at the moment with 83% humidity. It's 70 at 8:38.
Another thing, great business that you can engage online, do layaway if you want to plan for a future event. That's Lynn and Kenny and that great group at Brian Jewelry. Mm-hmm. They do layaway there. And they also can open up a Synchrony zero interest account for qualified buyers. So whether you visit, and again, they are COVID compliant with all the protocols, it's always pristine and clean there. But everybody's taking that extra step so people aren't wary of walking in the door. But you can browse online like my daughter did. And guess what she got for her birthday? You scroll down and find that picture of us at one of her birthday celebrations. And she's wearing a necklace that she picked off the website. And I surprised her with it. She did not ask me for it. But Lynn was my best friend there and helped me get that accomplished. Free care and cleaning on whatever you purchase. And by the way, again, planning ahead. If you have an anniversary, a birthday, well, even Christmas, you can get started on a project now and have that off your plate for later in the year. And by the way, they have some absolutely stunning selections. You can look at those online at brianjewelry.com for Easter that are so appropriate and truly celebrate the holiday in a meaningful way. BrianJewelry.com or stop by 1778 East Main in Prattville. Let's help our sponsors stay open during this tough time. Up next, I think we have bonus Morning Maroon nominees.
Oh, my gosh.
There are so many possibilities. We'll get to that next.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Seeing a little inbound traffic on the 31 still this morning. And our boulevard, little congestion. Northeast Boulevard from Wetumpka Highway to Ware's Ferry. East South Boulevard, Troy Highway down to Norman Bridge and 331. Spotty congestion at the major intersections. That's about it. I-65 and 85 looking good.
No accidents anywhere to tell you about right now, so buckle up and be safe out there. Shop and get your new Toyota online at Reinhardt Toyota. Stay safe and avoid the crowds. You can even Skype or FaceTime. It's all at ReinhardtToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Alabama has now topped 200. Autauga County reported its first case Tuesday. In our area, there are also confirmed cases in Montgomery and Elmore counties. State health leaders say they're working to increase testing sites across the state. Governor Kay Ivey says she has no plans to issue a statewide shelter-in-place order to stop the spread of the coronavirus. However, the Birmingham City Council has approved a shelter-in-place directive through April 3rd. And Montgomery fire authorities have arrested a man on arson charges. Authorities say Robert Misseldine tried to burn down a relative's home in the 5100 block of Misseldine Circle. He is now in the Montgomery County Jail on $15,000 bond. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Sandman. This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
Let's talk about trust for a minute. Think about it. You've got to be able to trust your doctors and nurses, police officers and teachers. Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength of someone or something. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. You have to trust that the people coming into your home to clean will kill the germs. Southern Bell's uses professional hospital-grade cleaning products to kill viruses and bacteria. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Nothing like a little elbow grease to truly get the job done. Southern Bell's cleaning service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's cleaning service today. Call 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region. Trust your home to the ones who've earned the trust of the River Region. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy 73rd birthday to Elton John. All of his hits in 60 seconds.
In concert, and guess where I saw him? In Montgomery, Alabama, at the Garrett Coliseum.
I was one. That show wasn't that long ago.
And seen him twice there.
Oh, twice.
And I thought, oh my God, the acoustics are going to be awful in that concrete monstrosity. But it was, they found a way to make it sound good.
They have figured out ways to fight buildings that were acoustic. I remember seeing Boston at the Chicago Stadium in the mid-70s.
Yeah.
And it was the biggest disappointment. First of all, they're a studio band, so their stuff does not translate well in a large open amphitheater because they couldn't do live what they were able to do in the studio.
Right.
But that same summer, I saw the Eagles and Fleetwood Mac. All like within months.
I wish I would have seen them, but I never seen Fleetwood Mac. I've seen the Eagles five times.
Honestly, most of the shows stunk because you may as well have had it in a giant indoor tiled bathroom.
Yeah.
Because it was nothing but echo.
When the Beatles played at Shea Stadium, their music came out of those little bullhorn speakers.
I think you have one of those at your house now. All right, let's bring in the great American Ayatollah Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. We've already talked about the idiot.
Oh, the fish tank?
Who mistook hydrochloroquine, which is an effective treatment for the coronavirus, with hydrochloroquine phosphate, which is a fish tank cleaner. Yeah. You may as well drink Clorox.
Oh, man.
We have a previous Morning Maroon nominee. You can't deny my right to party. One of the spring breakers that was on the beach has apologized.
If I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned. 2-3 months. We're just not even having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
So now he's apologized?
He's sorry for his insensitivity and unawareness, adding our generation may feel invincible, but like I did when I commented, but we have a responsibility to listen.
He went viral. I'm sure his all his relatives loved that.
Yeah. That's why you're getting an apology.
Yeah.
If that did not go viral, you'd not be hearing an apology from the guy.
Police are dealing with all kinds of odd human behavior. Nominee here, British Transport Police say a man jumped on the roof of one of their vehicles when it was parked. They say David Macbeth pulled and kicked at the emergency lights, eventually ripped them off, and walked away. The question you ask in a situation like that is,
why?
He wanted bragging rights. Mm-hmm. He'll be going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the bragging rights. He did it, but he's going to jail. More odd behavior from Manchester in New Hampshire, where
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
A man accused of grabbing a 2.5-foot-long sword and chasing after another man who asked him to turn down his music. A man knocked on the door of Benjamin Leyland, 47, on Monday. Police said Leyland reportedly became upset and grabbed the sword and chased the man down a hall. The man got away. There were no injuries. Leyland, however, was charged with criminal threatening. And here's another doozy. Two fishermen in Utah, 45-year-old guy named Robert Dennett, 35-year-old Cameron Wooten, both from Washington City, Utah. Ever been there?
No. I've not.
They were in a fishing tournament. Fishing for bass.
Yeah.
Top prize, $2,500 for catching the 5 heaviest fish in 2 days. And after they turned in their fish on the first day, they were in second place. They were disqualified because tournament officials noticed their bass didn't look too much like other bass that people had been catching. They had little heads and fatter bodies, indicating a different diet, and red fins, which indicated they had undergone stress. It turned out they smuggled in pre-caught bass from a reservoir in a different part of Utah.
Oh, that's brilliant.
There was an investigation. Both guys were charged with felony bribery or threat to influence a contest, plus misdemeanor wildlife charges. They could get 5 years for their piece of bass ingenuity. You'd like to see what I did there?
Oh, Jay, I did.
Jay's not listening.
He's listening.
There's some good choices.
Out of the whole thing, the one that stands out, and I hate that the guy died, But the guy who drank the aquarium cleaner stuff, thinking that it was going to keep him from getting coronavirus.
Can I include the media for saying he did it because Trump told him, because hydrochloroquine. But that's not what he consumed. No. And so.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
All right. And David, good morning to you.
That wasn't by any chance the March 1978 Boston concert you saw with Sammy Hagar opening for him.
No.
Okay, that's the one I saw at the stadium.
No, it was 77.
Okay, that would have been their first tour then. Yeah, I was on their second tour, so I was wondering. So they actually sounded pretty good on the on that tour that I saw them at the stadium. It wasn't bad at all, so evidently they must have worked out the kinks.
Largest debut album of all time.
And deservedly so. Yeah. I mean,
absolutely.
Smoking, baby.
Boy, it was.
Feeling long time, good Lord.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I got a picture of Brad Delp smoking at that concert.
Oh, I got you.
When they were doing that song.
Smoking,
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was the 70s.
So, oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, have a good one, guys.
Right. Take care, David. All right. A message from Adams Drugs. And this is, again, another business bending over backwards. Look, the box store, it's Nutsville in those places. Here is a time to take a step that's very proactive on behalf of you and your family's health. Adams Drugs can get it done. Number one, they can deliver. They'll be happy to deliver if that's what you need. If you would prefer to remain in your car outside the store, they'll be happy to bring your prescription to you. And again, adapting is the key thing here, but they're such great people. And I got to tell you, with the stores being as crazy as they are, you're not parking close to the door. You got to walk, even if you're just going in for a prescription. At box stores and stuff that fill those, or big grocery stores, you're going to park at the other end of the lot to walk in and, you know, get whatever it is you need. Where Adams Drugs, they're individual local locations, or you can pull up right in front, call them, tell them you're outside, and they'll bring you what you need. So everybody's COVID compliant, and you don't have to interrupt, you know, the things you need medicinally. Plus, they have everything you need over the counter. They'll be happy to pick that up and bring that out to you as well. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. And yes, they do deliver.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid friendly. Strive to be weed free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Baptist Health is proud to announce the opening of coronavirus care clinics in Montgomery and Prattville devoted to drive-up coronavirus screening. Screening is administered by appointment only, where you will be directed to a designated parking spot at one of our clinics. There, a clinician will assess your symptoms and administer a screening, all from the comfort of your car. Screening administered in your car at our coronavirus care clinics prevents spreading of germs in a waiting room setting. After screening, you'll receive next steps from our medical providers. Taking common sense measures is important, and residents should show responsibility for themselves, their family, and their community if they suspect they've been exposed. Call 334-747-0150 to schedule an appointment at one of our drive-up coronavirus care clinics or visit baptistfirst.org for more information.
This is James Cole with Cole Plumbing, and I want to thank Blue Water Broadcasting. I have been advertising with them for several years, and they have brought me quality business. I really appreciate them.
This is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. Seems that all anyone's talking about these days is coronavirus and its impact on all of us. Think about that. No one is immune, especially local business. Local business that needs your support to survive. They're your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues. By supporting them, you support all of us. It's more important than ever that we buy local and support local. We're all in this together. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks, supporting local business.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is really well done, so enjoy.
I've been doing a lot of walking, and I've been trying to avoid junk food, and I've been eating salad and fruit.
I do have a rather sad piece of news.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, not as sad as Prince Charles. And by the way, he's got mild symptoms.
Mild symptoms. Thing. He's just quarantined. So.
Sean, wait. Take it down. Quick. What's it say? Shut up.
The company in Pennsylvania that makes Peeps.
Oh, yeah?
Has stopped production.
Wait a minute.
I've been by that factory.
This is...
Really?
I've driven by it,
this
yes.
is a national crisis now.
I did a wedding up there. And
I mean, weeks before Easter, this is very distressing. However, again, let's
those are
not...
shoes last year, so don't they last forever?
Yeah, right.
They're like the candy corn of
right,
Easter.
Exactly.
When was this Twinkie made? Yeah, it is one of those. I just think that if we can avoid the hoarding that went on with toilet paper and other products...
Ain't nobody hoarding Peeps.
Yeah, I was going to say... Well,
the company... When I worked at WLS, Tom Tradup, our general manager... had boxes of them on his desk, and he's going to talk to him about something, and he'd be popping those things in like Quaaludes. Well, I don't know if that's the right metaphor.
That's probably not a good way.
Well, do you think they could repurpose the factory to, like, you know, mass produce hydroxychloroquine or something?
Hey, look, it's
Joey.
Yeah, Peeps with new hydroxychloroquine. Clean your fish tank and get rid of the coronavirus.
Oh, goodness.
So that's the final piece of news. By the way, one other business we want to mention.
Mm-hmm.
As we look at Eddie Bader, we got to keep Bader busy. And you're better with Bader, so busy Bader is better for business. I just made that up off the top of my head. I hope you're impressed. Don Duncan.
Well, when he's the batter, Bader.